Today's daf is Yevamis daf yud ches, and we are at the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the top of daf yud ches on the base. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar li Peshala ben Feiga Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So today's daf is going to discuss the laws of Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai. It's also going to talk a lot about Zika. It's also going to talk a lot about Maimer. So I think it's kedai as an introduction to the daf to just refresh our memory a little bit about Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai, a little bit about Zika, and a little bit about Maimer. So Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai is one of the 15 arayas that I mentioned in the Mishnah that are poitros sarayseim v'tzarayis sarayseim min achalitza min ayiva. The short definition of an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai is where Reuven died, left over no children, and at the time, there was no brother. After Reuven died, his brother Shimon was born. Ordinarily, Shimon would have a mitzvah of Yibum, but because Shimon and Reuven were not alive at the same time, they didn't have a quote, Yeshiva Achas Boilam, Eishes Reuven is considered an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoyo Be'olamai, and the halacha is there's no Yibum on an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoyo Be'olamai. The Mishnah said that just like there's no Yibum and Chalitza on an Eishes Ach Shaloi Be'olamai, so too the Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoyo Be'olamai is Poitras Tzareseim, Fitzareis Tzareseim, Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum Atzoy Foyle. And the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak said, Ketzad Eishes Ach Shaloi Be'olamai, and Rashi said, what's the example of where an Eishes Ach Shaloi Be'olamai Patas Tzara? And the Mishnah gave a very specific example. The example was when there weren't two brothers, but rather there were three brothers. Reuven died and left over a wife, no children, and a brother named Shimon. After Reuven died, Levi was born. Now, Levi can never do Yibum on Eishes Reuven because Eishes Reuven is the Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai. But Shimon could because for Shimon, she was not an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, Shimon went, and Shimon was Miyabim. The Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai. Shimon had another wife. Then Shimon died. The halacha is that Shimon's other wife is the tzara of the Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai. The Mishnah said that is the classic example of what Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai is and what the tzara of an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai would be. That's the precap as it relates to Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Boilamai. Zika. So what's Zika? So the Iker Sugya of Zika is Yevamis Daf Yud Ches, which was yesterday's daf, stating that it's something that underpins and permeates the entirety of Masechtas Yevamis. We mentioned yesterday that the concept of Zika is it's a bond, it's an energy, it's an ishus that connects the Yavam and the Yevama, even though there was never anything between them. But at the same time, Isha Hiknu Leimen Hashamayim, there's this automatic connection between the Yavam and the Yavama. And the truth is, Zika is something that underpins some of the most basic halachas in Yavamas. The Lois say in the Torah of Loisia Eshes HaMeis HaChutza L'Yizar. The fact that Yavama needs Chalitza in order for her to be able to go and marry somebody else. The fact that a Bia in and of itself is able to create an Ishus that ordinarily would require Chuppah B'Kedushin. It's all because even prior to the Bia, there already was some sort of Ishus. There was already some sort of Zika. Stating that, there was a major Machlokes Tanam and also a Machlokes HaMeiram where the Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Now, everyone holds their Zika. So obviously, the word Ein Zika is a misnomer. The question is, what then does Ein Zika mean? And what does Yesh Zika mean? The short answer is, the Amiraim and the Tanaim were debating how much of an Ishus Zika really is, meaning how far are we supposed to take Zika? And we mentioned yesterday, there are two Nafkaminas. One primary Nafkamina, and then there's a secondary Nafkamina. The primary Nafkamina is as it relates to all Isurei Erva, meaning a person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister, his wife's daughter, his wife's mother. What about if there's a woman that he's not married to, but there's a Zika, a person has a Yavama? Is he allowed to marry her sister? Is he allowed to marry her daughter? Is he allowed to marry her mother? That's the Machloik is Yesh Zika Ein Zika. The Mandama holds Yesh Zika holds that Zika is Olim to the point that it creates Isurei Erva. The Mandama that holds Ein Zika holds that Zika is not Olim enough in order for it to create Isurei Erva. We mentioned that even the mandama that holds Yesh Zika holds that it's only Midrabban. But Avada Midai Raisa, everybody would agree, ain zika, that zika is not strong enough in order for it to create isurei erevot. Stating that, in today's daf, we're going to be introduced to another shita, maybe only a havamin in the Gemara, but a shita that the Gemara is going to work with, and that is that it could be there's a concept of zika that is going to create isurei erevot, afilu midairaisa. Not to be confused with the traditional shita of yesh zika, that's only midrabanan. This is something that will be even midrashisa. It's going to be a very important feature in today's daf, hence the introduction. And finally, minor. Midrashisa, there's only one way for the yavam to be mekayim as mitzvah of yibum, and that is with a maisa bia, which is a chiddush, because ordinarily, isha niknes, bekesef, shtar, bia, there's something called chuppah, but when it comes to yibum, there's only one way. It says in the Torah, yavama yava yale, which means bia. So what happens if the Yavam goes and he did a Maisa Kedushin with the Yavama? Kesef, Shtar, Midei Raisa, it's garnished. Stating that, the Rabbanan said that being that ordinarily that would be considered a Maisa Kedushin, so even here we have to give it some credibility. We have to give it some Chashivos. The Chachamim said, if somebody does that, the Yavam and the Yavama are going to be Mikudeshes Quasi. It's going to be not a Yibum, because Yibum is Bia, it's Yavama Yavila, but at the same time, to say it's nothing, that you can't say, and as a result, it's going to be a little bit as if something happened. Now, not midaraisa, only midarabanan. Today's daf, we're going to be introduced to another shita, which is going to have a different understanding of what exactly maimer might be. So again, eisha sach shleihoye baylamoy, zika, maimer, all these ideas are going to converge in a classic Yevamos daf. Today is one of those dafin that has a lot of Yevamos cases. We know the Yesoidus. It's just about applying them and doing the Yevamos math regardless. Without any further introduction, Zok de Hilge Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah had mentioned the halacha of an Eishas Achshalei Hoye Ba'ilamay that patters the Tzara. What was the case? Again, the case is very, very precise because every word in these dafin can literally be Marish Olamos. It could change the entire sugya. The case was where Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died. He left over no children. And then before Shimon did Yibum, Levi was born. Then Shimon did Yibum. Shimon had another wife. Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon both fell Yibum to Levi. Eishes Reuven is the Eishes Ach Shloye Ba'ilamay. Eishes Shimon is the Tzaras Eishes Ach Shloye Ba'ilamay. The Mishnah said in that case, Kuli Amaloi Pligi, everybody agrees, the halacha is, you can't do Yibum. You can't do chalitza, not with Eishes Reuven, and not with Eishes Shimon. Says the Mishnah, what would be if there were Shnei Yachim, there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and one of them died, and in our cases, it's always Reuven, right? So Reuven died, the Yibin Asheni is Eishes Achiv, and then immediately Shimon, Zrizim Akdim Elamitzvahs, he did Yibum, Va'achakach Noilad Hamach, and then after Shimon did Yibum, Levi was born, Umeis, and then Shimon died. So Harishayna, Eishes Reuven, Yoitzim Mishom Eishes Achiv, Shalai Haya Bailadme, is going to be an Eishes Achshalei Ba'ilami. Vashniya, and then Shimon's wife is going to be also Pater from Yibim V'chalitza Mishum Tzarasa, because she's a Tzara. Now, why is this different than the first Mishnah? There's one difference, but the one difference that's going to make the whole difference. The difference is, in the first Mishnah, Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum. In the second Mishnah, Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum. Meaning, in the first Mishnah, when Levi was born, he walked into a Zika. He walked right into a Yevamos case. Mamish, at the bris, they're readily handling Yevamos. Why? Because that's mamish what he was born into. In the second Mishnah, Shimon already did Yibum. Could be he was born 10 years later. It just so happens that when Shimon died, now Eishes Shimon has a little bit of a history. It's literally from before Levi was born. She was once upon a time in Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai. Either way, the Mishnah says exactly what I said in the previous Mishnah. Eishes Reuven's in Eishes Ach Shlei Ba'ilamai. Eishes Shimon is the Tzaras Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai. Says Mishnah also about Maimer V'meis. What would be if instead of doing Yibum, Shimon would have done Maimer? Again, same case. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. Shimon did Maimer. Then Levi was born. The halach is that the Tzara, meaning Eishes Shimon, would require Chalitza, but there would be no Yibum. Why? You can't do Yibum because on the tzad that the Maimer is an Ishus, we said it's a quasi-Ishus, so it comes out that Eishes Shimon is a Tzaras, Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai. But then again, if Maimer is a quasi-Ishus, it's also quasi not an Ishus, which means that Eishes Shimon is not a Tzaras, Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai. So to do Yibum, you can't do because of the tzad, Tzaras, Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai. Potabaloi Klumi Yafsha, because she's also not a Tzaras, Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai. So what do you do in a situation like that? You do Chalitza, you don't do Yibum. Shimon says, Mi Abim Lezim Em Shiyetza. No, if you want to do Yibum, you could do Yibum. Or you could do Chalitim, Leizem Sheyetzer. Now, what's Rav Shimon referring to? That's going to be the topic of the daf. But Pashit, for sure, Rav Shimon's referring to our Mishnah that we just said. Meaning, Rav Shimon holds in our Mishnah that when the Mishnah says that Shnei Achim, Umeis Echad Mehem, V'yibe Masheini, Es Eishas Achiv, V'achtach Kach Noibel Bohemach, that's not Eishas Achshloheya Bailamah. In other words, we had two Mishnayos that discussed Eishas Achshloheya Bailamah, that Pat is a Tzara. We had the Ershta Mishnah, and Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, and the Tzveita Mishnah, and Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. We said the two Mishnayos were very, very similar, but there was one difference. In the first Mishnah, Reuven and Shimon, then Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum. What's known in Yevamos, it was Noilad V'Achakach Yibum. First, Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum. Levi, when it was Yikar Shmai B'Yisrael, he was literally born into a Yevamos. Over there, in that Mishnah, there's no Reb Shimon. The second Mishnah is talking about the same exact case, but the difference is that Shimon did Yibum before Levi was born. So that when Levi was born, all this Yevamos was already behind them. That's something that had happened in the past. Levi was not born into Yevamos. Over here, we have a Reb Shimon that says, no, oh, here there's no halacha. And Pasha, when you read the Mishnah, it would seem that Reb Shimon's arguing on the second halacha. He's not arguing the first halacha. He's arguing where it was Yibay v'achakach noilad, where first Shimon did Yibam and then Levi was born. But he's not arguing where it was noilad v'achakach Yibay, where first Levi was born and afterwards Shimon did Yibam. Meaning, if Levi was born into the Eishas Ach Shlehei Bailamai, then Eishas Reuven is considered an Eishas Ach Shlehei Bailamai. However, if when Levi was born, Shimon had already done Yibam, so the Eishas Ach Shlehei Bailamai that happened years earlier, that's not Nishmit Levi anymore. And as a result, she would not be considered Eishas Ach Shlehei Bailamai. Hence, Rav Shimon Shita, Miyabim Leizmem Sheyirtza, Oichoylitz Leizmem Sheyirtza. So again, two Mishnayas, very similar cases. One difference. What's the difference? What happened first? Was Levi born first, or did Shimon do Yibam first? Noilad v'achakach Yibam, that's the first Mishnah. Or was the Yibam v'achakach Noilad, that's the second Mishnah. In the second Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, the first Mishnah, there's no mention of Reb Shimon. And it certainly sounds like Reb Shimon is arguing with the second halacha, not with the first halacha. And Hasvara Noisenes, you could see why that would be the case, stating that. Amar Rav Yesh. Rav Oshia said, Cholokai Reb Shimon Akbarishai, that even though there's no mention of Reb Shimon in the first Mishnah, you should know that Reb Shimon argued in the first halacha as well. Even in the first Mishnah, Reb Shimon holds that the halacha is oichay letzes oimisi abe. So come on, mimar. How did Rav Oshia know that? Because mitik tani Mishnah yaseiro. Because Rav Oshia held there's an extra Mishnah over here. Why do we need two Mishnahs? Unless Reb Shimon argued with the Reish as well, I don't understand why we need two Mishnahs. Meaning, but the Reish lamang tani lo. Why did we need the first Mishnah? The first Mishnah, where it was Noiland v'achikach Yibim. First Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibim. Who was it said for? Even Leimel Rabbanon. Was it said for the Rabbanon to teach me that Eishes Reuven is Eishes Achshloi Bailamai, and Eishes Shimon is a Tzaras, Eishes Achshloi Bailamai. Hashli Yibim, Levesayf Noiland. Madach, where Shimon first did Yibim, and then Levi was born. Dechi Ashkecha Behetera Ashkecha. So that when Levi was born, at that point, she wasn't an Eishes Achshloi Bailamai anymore. That was already gone. Still ask you Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon say it's awesome. Noiland v'achikach Yibim. If Levi would be born first, and then the Yibam would happen, where he walked into a Shas Isser, Mibaya. Of course, you would have, one would be a Eishas Achshloi Bailam, the other would be a Tzaras Eishas Achshloi Bailam. Elalav, the Reb Shimon. Must be that why was the first Mishnah mentioned? It was Reb Shimon Itzterich. It's to teach me the Chiddush of Reb Shimon, meaning V'tana Reish Lo Yidiach Koyach Reb Shimon. The first Mishnah Noilav Achach Yibam was coming to teach me Reb Shimon, who's the Koyach that Teira, that even where it was Noilad V'Achakach Yibein, even though it was Be'isura Ashkecha, even then there's no halacha of Eishas Achshloheir Bailam, V'tana Seif, L'yach, K'yach the Rabbanon. And we mentioned the Seif to teach me the Chiddush of the Rabbanon, that where it was Yibin V'achakach Noilad, even then they hold it as Eishas Achshloheir Bailam. And the Mishnah, the Gemara says, U'bedinu deniflik Rav Shimon B'Reisha, if Rav Shimon is really arguing in the Reisha also, so really the proper way to have structured the Mishnayos would have been to have Rav Shimon not only in the Seifa, but also in the Reish. Not Alud the Rabbanon and the Masayim the Mulsayim. Rav Shimon b'derech kavod, he waited for the Rabbanon to finish talking. V'adu palagalayu, and then he argued. So Rav Shimon heard the first Mishnah, the Bava the Reisha. Then he heard the second Mishnah, the Bava the Seifa. And Rav Shimon was quiet. He was listening very, very nicely. And then after he heard both Mishnayos, Rav Shimon said, I respectfully disagree, literally respectfully. He waited until they finished talking, and then he argued. And be'etzim, he argued on both things, v'hadur palagalayu, literally on the reisha and on the sefer. Says the Gemara, el eishes achiv shlohei b'olam the Rav Shimon heichem shkachsa. So if that's the case, Rav Shimon holds that the first case of eishes achshloi b'olam is not eishes achshloi b'olam, and he holds the second case of eishes achshloi b'olam is not eishes achshloi b'olam. So no, what is eishes achshloi b'olam? So the Gemara says, bechad acha umis. You have to say, the case would be where there was one brother, Reuven, just Reuven, he died, and then after he died, Shimon was born. So there's no other brother in the picture. It's over there that Reb Shimon holds of Eshesach Shalei Ba'ilami. But the minute there's a Shimon, there's no Eshesach Shalei Ba'ilami anymore. It doesn't matter when, just to explain a little bit better, Inami, let's just see the Gemara, betray, there were two brothers, meaning it's Reuven, Shimon, v'loy yibim, but Shimon never did yibum, v'loy meis, and as a result, he never died. So then, Eshes Reuven would be an Eshes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami Talevi. Meaning, the minute Shimon does yibum, and then Shimon dies, there's no Eshes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami anymore. It's true, if Shimon never did any Yibum, then Enoch Inami. So, Reuven died, and then another brother was born, if he's the only brother, or if there's nine brothers, it doesn't matter. If he was born later, Eshes Reuven is going to be an Eshes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami. But the minute there's a Yibum, doesn't matter if it was Noilad V'achakach Yibim, or Yibim V'achakach Noilad. The minute there's a Yibum, the Yibum knocks it out, and at that point, there's not going to be a din Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilami anymore. So again, the Gemara begins with Rav Oishi's memra, which is that even though Rav Shimon was only mentioned in the Bava de Seifa, he's only mentioned the second Mishnah, he's only mentioned the case where it was Yibim Shimon V'achakach Noilad Levi, but at the same time, Cholokai Rav Shimon Afberishayna. Really, Rav Shimon argued in the first case as well, the case of Noilad Levi V'achakach Yibim Shimon, and Rav Oishi said, Chabar Raya. My Raya is, because if not, Bava de Reisha L'mank Tanila, why do we need the Bava de Reisha? If Rav Shimon doesn't argue in the Reisha, so why are we telling me the Reisha? Teach me the Chachamim Shita? I know Chachamim Shita from the Seifa. So what's the point in telling me the Reisha? And if there's no Machloikis, so again, so we know that Lach of the Reisha, we know there's no Machloikis, so there's absolutely no Chiddush. Must be there's a Chiddush in the Reisha. You know what the Chiddush is? I'll tell you this. Rav Shimon argues, even in the Reisha. So Tana Reisha, the Achal Kaychid, Rav Shimon, even though the Achal Kachibim, still that Lach is going to be, there's no Eishach Shalei by Lame. The Tani Seifa, the Achal Kaychid, the Rabbanon, that even if it was Yibim, Achach Noilad, still it's going to be Eishach Shalei by Lame. So the Gemara says, I hear. That's Rav Shimon Shita. God. So we know that Rav Shimon argues with the Reisha and the Seifa. That's Rav Oishi Yeshita. We also now know what Eshesach Shalei Ba'ilami the Rav Shimon is. Meaning, we know what it's not. It's not the Mishnah Yud Zayin, it's not the Mishnah Yud Ches. We also know what it is. The Gemara said, but there was no Yibum. It was just Meis V'achakach Noilad. Doesn't matter if there's one brother, two brothers. That's the case of Eshesach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilami. But now the Gemara is going to try to understand the why. So we understand the Shita of Rav Shimon, but the why, the Favas, the Vas we got. The question now is the Farvas. What's the Hezbrin Shittis Rav Shimon? So the Gemara says, I'll say, Bishlam in Yibim V'achakach Noilad. Bishlam in the case where Shimon did Yibim, then after his Levi was born. I understand why Rav Shimon would hold it's not Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilami. Because Ki Ashkecha Beteir Ashkecha. When Levi was born, so at that point, she's not an Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilami anymore. Ela Noilad V'achakach Yibim. But in the case where Levi was born, and then afterwards Shimon did Yibim. My Kaima, what's the reason that Eshes Reuven is not an Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilami? When Levi was born, at that point, Eshes Reuven, which was an Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilami. Now it's true, Shimon eventually did Yibum. But once she's an Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilami, Nesra states that she's going to end up being Asa forever. So she's always going to be an Eshes Ach Shalei B'makim Mitzvah of Reuven. So now that Shimon goes ahead and does Yibum, L'chaira, she carries with her the fact, the status of Eshes Ach Shalei B'makim Mitzvah, in this case, with the Nusach of Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya B'ilami, so that Eshes Shimon is going to be a Tzaras Eshes Ach Shalei Hoya B'ilami. So the Gemara says, I got Reb Shimon Shita, but I don't understand it. It has no Havana. I understand Noilad V'achakach Yibim, but I don't understand Yibim V'achakach Noilad. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the Pshat. Kosovar, the reason is, because Rav Shimon holds Yesh Zika. Okay. We've seen Tanoim, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira holds Yesh Zika. Rav Yehuda Mashmul holds Yesh Zika. But the Gemara adds, V'zika Kechnus Adami. But he doesn't just hold Yesh Zika. He also holds that Zika is Kechnus Adami. Rav Shimon holds that there's something called Yesh Zika Midai Raisa. This is what we were referencing in the introduction to the Daf. That there's an idea of a Zika Dai Raisa. Okay, what does that mean? That means, Reuven died, he left, there was a brother Shimon. Even though Shimon never did Yibum, because it was Noilad V'achakach Yibim, but there was Zika between Reuven and Shimon. At that point, all there was Reuven and Shimon. It was a Zika. Zika is kechnus adamya. And because zika is kechnus adamya, even though there was no yibum, it says if yibum happened. So if it says if yibum happened, even though it was noilad v'achakach yibim, but it's like it was yibim v'achakach noilad. Not because there was a real physical yibum that happened, but because it was kechnus adamya. It was like ki'ilu, there was a yibum. But that's enough to say that when Levi's born, it's be'atera ashkecha, because he's coming after there was zika to only one brother Shimon, and when there was zika to only one brother Shimon, it's as if Shimon already did yibum. So as a result, it's b'teira ashkecha. So really, noilad v'achakach yibim is the same as yibim v'achakach noilad. You understand why Reb Shimon argues by yibim v'achakach noilad? Why? Because when Levi was born, it was b'teira ashkecha. So noon, noilad v'achakach yibim is dissolved, b'teira ashkecha. It's based on the zika. What do you mean zika? Zika is only a dinder rabbanon. Not in Reb Shimon's world. Shimon holds yesh zika midai reis. If he would hold yesh zika midai rabbanon, this wouldn't work. But it's because he holds yesh zika midai reis. So zika is kechnus adamya. So the kechnus adamya makes it that it's be'atera ashkecha, and that's why it's going to work. So to maskel Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef heard this pshat, and he said, "Hashta zika umayim masafkele the Reb Shimon. You're telling me that the yisoid of Reb Shimon shita. Who's telling me?" Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia is saying that Cholukai Rav Shimon after Rishayim. I know the Vachachim. How could Rav Shimon argue? Because Zika Chnus Adamya. Because Yesh Zika Medei Raisa. Rav Yosef said, I have information about Rav Shimon in the Sugi of Zika. And I know that Rav Shimon had a suffix. If you did Zika and, if there was Zika and you did Maimer, whether it's Kechnus Adamya or not, you're going to tell me that he holds a Zika alone? Right inside. Master Rav Yosef, Hansha Zika Umaimer, Masafli Rav Shimon Kechnus Adamya, Lav Kechnus Adamya, Zika Lechudam Ibaya. How could it be that by Zika alone he would hold that it's Kechnus Adamya? So the Gemara says, Maihi. What's this Rav Shimon? Well, you see that Rav Shimon was Masafkele with the Zika and Maimer, whether it's Kechnus at the time we learned in the Mishnah, Shloisha Achin. There were three brothers, Nesuin, Shalish, Noshim, Nachrias. We've had this Mishnah already. So there were three brothers that were married to three wives. They were Nachrias, meaning they weren't related to each other. They weren't sisters. Umeis Echon, one of them died. Falsa Basheni Maimer. And then one of the other brothers did Maimer. So Reuven dies, right? It's always Reuven in our cases. And then afterwards, Shimon does Maimer. Umeis. And after Shimon did Maimer, Shimon died. So now, the halacha is that Eishes Reuven is fooling Liyibum twice, in theory, to Levi. When Reuven died, Eishes Reuven fell Liyibum to Levi. Shimon did Maimer on Eishes Reuven. Now Shimon died without completing the deal, so that now Shimon is also causing Eishes Reuven to fall Liyibum. So Eishes Reuven is falling Liyibum machmas the Misa of Reuven, also Machmas, the Misa of Shimon. Shimon also has another wife. So Eish Shimon is also falling Liyibum. So says the Mishnah, the halach is as follows. Hareilu cholzeis v'leim esiyatnes. Levi can't do any Yibum in this picture. Levi has to do chalitza to both of these women, but he's not allowed to do any Yibum. Shenemar, what's the makar to this? The pasuk says, Umeis echad mehem, yavama yava yale. We learn from here, Misha aleh zikas yavam echad. A woman that only has one zikas yavam, meaning she's falling the Yibum machmas yavam echad, that's what halach is, that there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Of v'loish aleh zikas shnei yavam. But in the event that there's two yavamim that are causing her to fall the Yibum, in that case, there's not going to be any halacha of Yibum at all. Now, this woman, Eishes Ruv, is falling the Yibum Tzveimol. She's falling the Yibum Machmas Eishes Reuven. She's also falling the Yibum Machmas Eishes Shimon. I just explained this a little bit better. When Reuven died, so this woman, Eishes Reuven, fell the Yibum to Levi. Right? Levi's the one brother that's alive now. He's the one that's going to a Rav. Do I have a mitzvah Yibum? What am I supposed to do? Okay, why would you have Yibum? Let me hear the story. Well, I had a brother, Reuven. He died, left over no children. Okay, so she's in Yavama now. Then Shimon did Maimer. Maimer is a quasi Yishus. So once Shimon did Maimer, she became a shtickle Eishes Shimon. She's still Eishes Reuven, because Maimer is only a shtickle Eishes. Right? If Shimon would do Yibum, then she would only be falling to Yibum Machmas Eishes Shimon, not Machmas Eishes Reuven. But Maimer is not Yibum. It's also not nothing. So what ends up happening is this woman is now falling to Yibum, Midrabanon, Machmas Eishes Reuven, and also Machmas Eishes Shimon. So she has Olel Zikas Shnei Yavam. She's falling to Yibum Machmas to Yavam. The halach is a woman that falls Machmas Zikas Shnei Yavam and doesn't fall to Yibum. And not just that, she becomes an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah, which means that her Tzara is also a problem, and therefore the halach is a real chazal l'mizyabas. You can't do any Yibum, not with this woman that's falling for the second time, and not with the Tzara Eishes Shimon either. That's the halach of the Tanakam in this Mishra. Rav Shimon says, Miyabim Leizmem Sheyirtza, V'choylitz L'shneir. Rav Shimon says, no, if you want to do Yibum, you could do Yibum to anyone you want. If you want to do Yibum, you could do Yibum, V'choylitz L'shneir, but at the same time, if the second one, you're going to have to do chalitza. So even Rav Shimon is governing exactly how this Yibum goes down. But at the same time, whereas the Tanakhama says that Choltzois L'Shteyim, Rav Shimon says you're not Choylitz L'Shteyim, but rather you're Miyavim Leizim Em Sheyirtza, and you're Choylitz L'Shneya. One of them you could do Yibum, the other one you're going to do Chalitza. Says the Gemara, what's the Cheshbon? Why did Rav Shimon hold that this is the way you have to do it? So he said, Yevumei Travayu Loi, you can't do Yibum on both. Why not? The Dilma Yesh Zika. Because Rav Shimon was concerned that maybe Yesh Zika. By the way, this is all Rav Yosef interpreting Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon just said, Miyabim Leizim Em Sheyirtza V'choylitz L'Shneya. Rav Yosef is about to ask a kasha on Rav Oshia. He's asking a kasha from Rav Shimon, and it's going to be based on his interpretation of Rav Shimon. The Gemara is going to say that Slav Dafka, that this was the Pshat and Rav Shimon, and that's going to be the Eitzah to answer this question. But this Cheshman that the Gemara is about to make is not Rav Shimon talking, it's an Amoira Alibid Rav Shimon talking. So he said like this, why is it Miyabim Leizim Em Sheyirtzim V'chayil Slashin? He said, Yibumi Travayulah, you can't do Yibim on both, because the Dilma Yesh Zika, because he's worried Yesh Zika. And if Yesh Zika, the Havishte Yevamois, it's going to come out that there are two Yevamois, Habois Mibayis Echad, that are coming from the same bias. And if you have two Yevamos that are coming mi bayis echad, so then the halacha is, you can't go ahead and do Yibum to both. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef understood that Rabbi Shimon had a tzad, maybe Yesh Zika. And if Yesh Zika, but like a real Yesh Zika, like a deraisin Yesh Zika. So it's going to come out that just from the Zika alone, Eishes Ruvain is also Eishes Shimon. So if Eishes Ruvain is also Eishes Shimon, now when Shimon died, if you're going to go, we're going to have to on one side view Eishes Reuven as now being Eishes Shimon. So if Eishes Reuven is now Eishes Shimon, okay, and Shimon had another wife, so if you're going to go ahead and do Yibum to both of them, you're being Miyadim to Yevamis that come from the same bias, and that you can't do that, because bias echad amar achmano v'loy shnei batim. So you're not allowed to go ahead and do two. So to do Yibum on both of them, you can't do why? Because he has it said that it's Yesh Zika. Okay, Yevum Echad v'ifte Idach, maybe you should do Yibum on one and let the other one be Pater. Like, that Yizika can't do. The Dome ain't Zika Kechnusa. Because maybe Zika is nothing, but how do Shtei Yevamis Habois Mishnei Batim? And it's going to come out there's two Yevamis that are falling from two Batim. Because Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon are the two Yevamis. Eishes Reuven's falling from Reuven, Eishes Shimon's falling from Shimon. Right? If Yesh Zika, if Zika's Kechnusa Damis, and now Eishes Reuven is falling really from who? From Shimon. But then the problem is both Yevamis are falling from Shimon. So how can you do Yibum on two Yevamis that are falling from the same? Amen. That's not something you're allowed to do. If Ein Zika, so then Eishes Reuven is only Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon is only Eishes Shimon. So in that case, you would have to do something to both of them. But what's the bottom line? You can't do Yibum to both. Why not? Because maybe Yesh Zika. And at the same time, you have to do Chalitza to the other one because maybe Yesh Zika. So that's what the halacha is going to be. But what do you see from his head, Rabbi Yosef? Amam Safkale, you see that Rabbi Shimon wasn't sure whether Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, because he says, the way I understand this Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is the way I just explained it. So if that's the case, that must be the Pshat. So says the Gemara, maybe I'll tell you that Rav Shimon holds Yesh Zika. And really, midday Raisa, the halacha is that once Reuven died, the Zika to Shimon makes Eishes Reuven into Eishes Shimon. And if that's the case, really, do Yibum to one, whichever one you want, and then the other one is going to be Pater. Why? Because you only have to do Yibum or Chalitza to one of the two Yevamnes, and once you do that, the other one's going to be Pater, and that should be okay. All right, if that's the case, so why did Rav Shimon then say that you can't do that? Why didn't he just say, do Yibum to one, the other one should be Pater? He said, you can't do Yibum to both, that I understand. But he also said that you can't just do Yibum to one. He says, you have to at least do Chalitza to the other one. Maybe the Pshat is Midr Rabbanon who does it. Maybe it's the Rabbanon, Gzeira Mishum Shema Yoimru Beis Yivamis Habois Mishnei Batim. Maybe it's only Midr Rabbanon, because people are going to say that the halach is that if you have two Yivamis that fall from two Batim, Chadim Yadma, V'idach Miftra B'Vloi Klom, that one needs Yibum, and the other one is part of a Leiklum. Now you'll tell me, yeah, that is the halacha. I just thought you said that is the halacha. So Rashi explains, you need Rashi's Hesper, meaning the case that Rav Shimon maybe is worried about is what happens if they fall b'vas achas. So what happens if they both die b'vas achas? So in that case, it was never a situation where Reuven died And then there was Zika to Shimon, and then Shimon died. If Reuben and Shimon died, Bevas Achas, so then there was never a Zika to that first brother. In that case, the Taka falling from two different batim. If they're falling from two different batim, you need to do a Yibam and a Chalitza to each one separately. Meaning, Erechanami, if one dies first, then you're 100% right. But what about a case where one didn't die first? So in that case, it would be a problem. Now, what do you mean if they didn't die first? One of them died first? No, maybe they died Bevas Achas. So maybe that's what this is all about. So the Gemara says that, I don't know if you have a raya from this Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon is Mesavkele, whether Yej Zika ain't Zika. Lo Yom HaTayi, Reb Shimon holds Yej Zika Midai Raisa, and the reason he is entertaining a tzad that maybe there really is no Zika, maybe they're not falling both from Shimon, is not because he hears a tzad ain't Zika, he doesn't hear a tzad ain't Zika. It's only the Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon? It's a Gzera. Maybe they're going to die, but Vasachas, in that case, you won't have the Zika, and that's what he's worried about. But the Gemara says it doesn't matter anyways. Because I know that's not Pshana Rav Shimon. Because by the time of the Rav Shimon, Mishon Maimer V'la Maimeru. Pshana Rav Shimon was not even based on Zika, but rather Pshana Rav Shimon was more related to his Shita, related to Maimer. Again, what was the case? The case was where there were three brothers, and one of them died, and after he died, the next brother did Maimer. And then the brother that did Maimer died. So that now, Eishes Reuven is falling Liyibum to Levi, really, from two tzadim. Number one, mitzad Eishes Reuven. Number two, mitzad Eishes Shimon. Now, mitzad Eishes Reuven, she's a geheriga yevama. Mitzad Eishes Shimon, she's only this quasi yevama. But the bottom line is, she is falling the yibam machbas Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon. The chacham in Tanakam and the Mishnah hold that there's halacha that if a woman falls mitzad beis yevamin, that knocks out the whole yibam, not for her, just for the tzara as well. So that's why there's given no yibam. Reb Shimon argued with that. Reb Shimon said there's no such halacha. Okay, Reb Shimon disagreed with that whole premise. Okay, so what does Reb Shimon hold? So Reb Shimon says that what you should do is, you could do yibam to one, and you could be chaylitz to the shnia. But Reb Shimon himself never explained why it has to be done in that particular way. The Gemara assumed that it's based on maybe he was mesafkele whether yesh zika ain't zika, and it's for that reason his halacha was what he said. You can't do yibam to both because maybe yesh zika, and you cannot do yibam and chalitza to both because maybe ain't zika. But the Gemara says that's actually not pshan Reb Shimon. In fact, Reb Shimon himself said pshan Reb Shimon. We don't have to guess. We don't have to make up reasons. We don't have to get involved in Reb Shimon maybe learning al Zika, Kechnusam, Edeiraisam, Asafkele, Gzeiris, maybe they're going to die by Vasachas. Reb Shimon Pasha did the work for us. He clarified it. It's in the Tesefta, here in the 7th parak of Masechtas Yevamos. Reb Shimon said the following. I'm going to Reb Shimon l'chachamim. Reb Shimon told the Chachamim, in Ma'amari Shal Sheni Maimer, he said that if the Maimer of the second person is Maimer, Eishes Sheni Ubayo. So then it comes out that Eishes Shimon, or Eish, who was originally Eishes Reuven, is only Eishes Shimon. The Ma'amari Shal Sheni Eini Maimer, and if the mimer was not a mimer, then Eishes Reuven Hubayel. Then really, she's only Eishes Reuven. And as a result, I don't hold of your halacha, because to me, there's no tzad over here of Zika Shnei Yevam. What does that mean? That means it says the Gemara, you want to know the side of Rav Shimon Shita in that Mishnah, it's because Rav Shimon fundamentally had a different understanding of what mimer does. Maimer, until now, we've understood, is a quasi-ishus. Rav Shimon held it's not a quasi-ishus. It's a suffix, what it is. It could be it's a kinyan gomer, and it could be it's a nothing. And the way we done it is we done it as a suffix. That's how we look at it. So anytime there's a maimer, I have to reckon tut statim. I have to reckon at tzad that it was a regular yibum, and I have to reckon at tzad that it was absolutely nothing. So whereas the Chachamim see it as a quasi, Rav Shimon sees it as maybe it's everything or maybe it's nothing. And once you understand this, everything's pashut. Hakol yovei al mekayim b'shalom. Let's go through both shitas, it's so clear. The Chachamim understood that had his maimer work, it's a quasi-ishus. So they said, okay, Reuven died, and Shimon now did maimer. So Eishes Reuven is Eishes Reuven, also quasi-Eishes Shimon. So the Zikas Beis Yevamim, Zikas Beis Yevamim, it's not negayer. Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no Zikas Beis Yevamim. I hear the drush of Zikas Beis Yevamim. If you can give me a case of Zikas Beis Yevamim, I'm happy to talk to you. I'll negotiate with you. But this is not Zikas Beis Yevamim. This is other Eishes Reuven, other Eishes Shimon. Either it's everything or it's nothing. So let's go through the two tzadim. If it's everything, if Maimer is Oysa HaKoyel, if it's Mamish like a Maisa Yibum, so if it's a Maisa Yibum, she's Eishes Shimon. Eishes Shimon is Zichar Eishes Shimon. So could you do Yibum with both? No. So therefore, what's the halacha? Do Yibum on one, and the other one chas v'shalom to do you. Now, could you let the other one say, okay, l'chaim l'shalom, go marry whoever you want? No, you can't. because maybe Maimer is nothing. And if Maimer is nothing, so it comes on one is Eishes Reuven and one is Eishes Shimon, the two Yevamis that fell from two different batim, and as a result, you would have no choice, you would have to do something. So therefore, Rav Shimon says that to tell me that they're out because it's Zikas Beis Yevamim, no, that's Zikas, not Zikas Beis Yevamim. But at the same time, to do Yibam by both, that's not going to be okay. Why is it not going to be okay to do Yibam by both? Because maybe Maimer's Koina, and if Maimer's Koina comes out, they're both coming from the same bias. So, Bayis Am Rachman of Leishtei Batim, and to not do anything with one of them, that's also not okay, because maybe Maimer is not Koina. So it comes out that the reason Rav Shimon argued in that Mishnah had nothing to do with Rav Shimon having a suffix whether Zikas Kechnus Adamya or Lav Kechnus Adamya, but rather it was based on Rav Shimon's understanding of Maimer. So really, that Machloikis, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, is not a Zika Machloikis, it's a Maimer Machloikis. Do you look at Maimer as being a quasi-Ishus, or do you look at Maimer as being a suffix Ishus? Stating that, if we take a step back for a second, we have a Shitas Rav Shimon, where Rav Shimon is mesupik whether Maimer is koine kinyan gomer or not. And as a result, it impacts the halacha. We have the three brothers married to Nashim Nachriyos, where one of them dies and the other one did Maimer. What's the halacha now regarding Levi? It's mashma, but if Shimon wouldn't do Maimer, then for sure the halacha would be that Levi could be miyabim eshes Ruvain, and Levi could be miyabim eshes Shimon. Even after Shimon did Maimer, Rav Shimon has a tzad that maybe that's the halacha. So kavul chomer if he didn't do Maimer. So what's the kasha? Let's just put this whole sugi together. So if that's the case, the Gemara said that Cholokai Reb Shimon Aparishayim. What does it mean? Cholokai Reb Shimon Aparishayim. Reb Shimon Shita Veshas Achshloi Baylam is not only true by Yibim Vachach Noilad, but it was true by Noilad Vachach Yibim. The Gemara said Noilad Vachach Yibim. Lachayra be Sura Matza. What could be Pshan Reb Shimon? The Teretz is because Reb Shimon holds Zika Kachnus Adamya. So at the time that Levi was born, it's as if Shimon did Yibim, even though Shimon didn't do Yibim, but Zika Kachnus Adamya. There was a Zika. It's as if he did Yibim. Frank the Gemara. This is the maskon of where we're up to right now, that if it's true Reb Shimon, how could you tell me Reb Shimon holds Zikas Kechnus Adamyo? Even Maimer Reb Shimon was Masavkalef is Kechnus Adamyo. So if he's Masavkalef, Maimer is Kechnus Adamyo, Maimer comes after Zika, how could Zika be Kechnus Adamyo? That's the kasha. Amalei Abaya, Sabaya told Rav Yosef, Leishani Lach Min Zikas Yavam Echol, Lezikas Shnei Yavamim. Maybe there's a chilik in Reb Shimon's Zika between Yavam Echad and two Yavam. And the truth is, yesterday when we learned the sugi of Zika, so we saw already a chilik in the world of Zika between Yavam Echad and two Yavam. So it says the Gemara, maybe when it comes to this, there's a chil between Yavam Echad and two Yavam. How so? Reb Shimon Zika Chnus Adamya. Maybe when did Reb Shimon say Zika Chnus Adamya? That's the Yavam Echad. That's only if there was one Yavam. But if there's two Yavam, maybe he didn't see that. He didn't say that Allah. Me. Lo'idam Rabbi is right that Rav Shimon argued even in the case of Noilad V'achak Achibim. I'm Noilad V'achak Achibim. There's no Behetera Matzah. So why would Rav Shimon not hold the Veshas Achshalah Hoi Ba'ilamai? The Teretz is because when Reuven died, he left over one brother, Shimon. One brother, Zika Kechnus Adamya. So it's as if Shimon did Yibum. Now Levi was born, it's as if it was Yibim. V'achak Noilad. That's why there's no Veshas Achshalah Hoi Ba'ilamai. In the case where there were three brothers, one of them died, then the other one died, you don't say the same halacha, only if there was Maimer, and even then it's only a Suffolk in Rav Shimon's world. Oh, the Teretz is because over there were two brothers. The case was Shloisha Achin, and one of them died. Two brothers. There's no Zika Kechnus Adami, that's the chilik. So Rav Shimon holds Zika Kechnus Adami when there's one brother. He doesn't hold Zika Kechnus Adami when there's two brothers. But the Gemara says, Umishani, later Rav Shimon, is that true? Is that true that Rav Shimon was mechalik between one brother and two brothers? And really, just to make this point a little bit better, so what we're saying is that even though Rav Oshia said that Cholokai Rav Shimon Aparishayna, the Rav Shimon argued even in the first Mishnah, but it comes out that he only argued in the first Mishnah of Noilad V'Achakach Yibeim if there was one brother. So if it was Reuven and Shimon, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum, even though it's Noilad V'Achakach Yibeim, being that Zika Keknus Adamya V'Yavam Echad, so it's Betera Matzah. That's why Reb Shimon argues even in the first Mishnah. But what would be if it was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then Yehuda was born? So being that when Reuven died, he fell to two brothers. So in that case, you wouldn't have the halacha of Zika Kechnus Adamya. And if that's the case, over there Reb Shimon would argue. Meaning, it comes out, sometimes Reb Shimon's going to argue by Noilad V'Achak Achibim, and sometimes he's not going to argue by Noilad V'Achak Achibim. So says the Gemara, Umishani later Reb Shimon, is it true that Reb Shimon was Mechalik between Zika Kechnus Adamya when there's one Yavim and two Yavim, but then you learn to the Baisa Klaalam, Reb Shimon gave the following rule. He said, Kol Shal Leidah Kedemes L'Nesuin, whenever the Leidah comes before the Nesuin, Loichai Lexnes, V'loi Misya Bemes. Meaning, if it was noilad v'achakach yibeim, that's ishas ach shluhei by lomay. Or benesu and kaidim l'leida, if it was yibeim v'achakach noilad, then the halach is oichay letzes oimis yabemes. Now, this sounds a lot like Reb Shimon, but that Reb Shimon only argues by yibeim v'achakach noilad, but he's moida by noilad v'achakach yibeim, which at first glance should completely knock out Reb Oishia. But it's not muchach that it's going to knock out Reb Oishia, because we just said that even Reb Oishia is going to be moida, that there are going to be times that Reb Shimon is going to agree by noilad v'achakach yibeim. When is that? When there's two yavamim. That's the Gemara's cheshbon. My love, b'yavam echad. Doesn't the price mean even b'yavam echad? Meaning even with the zika kachnus adami, even when you would have Reb Oishia svara, and still you see, oh, Reb Shimon is moida in the first Mishnah? Or Shimon argues in the first Mishnah, says, maybe this price is talking about whether there were two Yavamim. Oh, if there were two Yavamim, over there it's going to be different. Two Yavamim. Avada, Reb Shimon is going to be moided to the Chachamim, because over there you don't have the whole svara of sneaky kichnusidam. So tell me, if there was one Yavam, then the halacha would be, even if it was noilad v'achakach yibim, Reb Shimon would argue. That's Reb Oishia Shita. Right? Oichai letzes oimis yabemes. Ihachi, if that's the case, ad, the tani nesun kaid min l'leida, oichai letzes oimis yabemes. So why, when the Braisa wanted to tell me a case where Reb Shimon is going to argue, where he holds oichai letzes oimis yabemes, we had to jump to a case where it's yibim v'achakach noilad. Like, v'listen, b'dida. Why don't we just stay in the same case? That v'amed var mamur, we should have said that where is noilad v'achakach yibim. That Reb Shimon is moida, that's b'shnei yavamim. That's if there's two brothers. Avo b'yavam echad. But if there's only one yavam, oichai letzes oimis yabemes. Over there, he's going to argue. So l'chura, freik the Gemara, it's very not mashman like Rabbi Yishia. So the Gemara says, I hear, abakula b'shnei yavamim kamayri. Rabbi Yishia, this brayis is talking about whether there were two yavamim, right? Sometimes the brayis had context and we're not always privy to what that context was. But the Gemara says the context of this brayis was, ma'is shayya kachayya, where there were two yavamim. Reuven died, left over two yavamim, and then Yehuda was born. So that was the case. In a world of two yavamim, this is the way it plays itself out. But in a chinami, you want to talk about a yavam echa, it's an under a brayisa. And over there, Rabbi Yishia maybe is gerecht, acholokai rishayna. But the Gemara has one problem. Gemara says, "Ve'ela mai klala." The brayso started. Klal Amar Reb Shimon. What does klal sound like? I'm laying down the law of the land. It sounds like kocha yeyase, right? This is the way this is supposed to happen. So l'chayra, if this is what klal always means, that this is the way it's supposed to be, so you can't start telling me it's only b'shnei yavamin, it's not b'yavam echad. Klal sounds like this is the rule. Noilad v'achakach yibim amaskin, yibim v'achakach noilad, I argue. It's very not mashba that way. So the Gemara, after all this, the Gemara ends with a Reb Oishia. How could Reb Oishia say Chalukai Reb Shimon Af Barishayna L'chayra? From this brayso, it's not mashma that way, because we have a brayso that says that Reb Shimon is moida by noilad v'achakach yibim. And even though we just went through half a daf, we're in the half a daf of the Gemara was mavura that we understand time of the Reb Shimon. It's based on zikah kachnus adami, and zikah kachnus adami is only b'yavam echad, like Rav Yosef and Abaya together working on the same page. Proved and we're meichiach. And if that's the case, that means enachinami, if it would be shnei yavamin, Reb Shimon then would argue by noila, would agree to the chachamim by noila v'achach even. Abel ha'maisna, the words klal amar Reb Shimon sounds like we're not just talking about shnei yavamin. It sounds like we're talking about all cases, even b'yavam echad. So this is the first kasha the Gemara asked in Reb Oishia. Second kasha was oid masav Reb Oishia. Reb Oishia asked the second kasha. Let's just stop for 1 second. So we're learning shitas Reb Oishia. And the Gemara is bringing a kasha that who asked? Reb Oishia asked. So Tosfos frek the kasha. Tosfos says, how could Reb Oishia ask a kasha and Reb Oishia? Right? It's a shikul problem. So Tosfos says, kan moichiach kepir Rabbeinu Tam. From here it's muchach like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rebbe Oishia, lav hainu Rav Oishia. This Rebbe Oishia and this Rav Oishia. Our sugya was Rav Oishia. And you have to say the girsa over here is Rebbe Oishia, but bottom line, can't be the same person. So obviously we're handling a Rav Oishia and a Rebbe Oishia. Regardless, what was this kasha? Shloisha Achin. There were three brothers. Shnai mehem nesunish de'achayis. Two of them were married to either two sisters. Aisha Bita. Or two of them were married, not to two sisters, but to a mother and a daughter. Aisha Bas Bita. To a mother and a granddaughter. Aisha Bas Bina. A mother and her son's daughter. Another granddaughter. And then the two brothers die. And the wives, the two wives, either the Shtei Achayos, or the Isha Bita, or the Isha Bas Bita, or the Isha Bas Bana, both fall Yibam to the third brother. So again, there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were both married to women that Levi wouldn't be able to marry both of them. married to either two sisters, or an Isha Ubita, Isha Bas Bita, or Isha Bas Bina. Now they both die, Reuven and Shimon, and both of these women fell Yibum to Levi. Said, Allah is already Chaltz, Falemis Yabnes. You have to do Chalitza. You can't do Yibum. Why not? Because of Zika. You're going to run into problems of Achoy Skukasai, or the mother of Skukasai, the daughter of Skukasai, the ainikle of Skukasai. So you're going to run into all these issues, but at the same time, you can't do nothing. So therefore, Allah is you do Chalitza. Reb Shimon Poiter. Reb Shimon says that you're going to be Potel Legamri. Reb Shimon says that there is no halacha of Yibum and there's no halacha of Chalitza. Now, the Gemara soon is going to tell us time of the Reb Shimon. But for now, the Gemara asks like this. But if you're going to tell me Reb Shimon holds Zika Kechnus Adamya, who said Reb Shimon holds Zika Kechnus Adamya? Reb Oishia said that. Because that's Pshad and Reb Oishia, the Chalaka Reb Shimon Apparishon. So if it's true that Reb Shimon holds Zika Kechnus Adamya, Liyabim Kamaisa Vetifter Yedach, why don't you say that whoever died first, that's the one you should do Yibum with, and then whoever came afterwards, it's already too late. What do you mean? There's Achayis Kukasi. No, there's not. Zika Kechnus Adami. And this is not Yej Zika. This is Mamash like you did Yibum. This is Nadin Dei Raisa. So this is Nadin Dei Raisa. It's Mamash Kechnus Adami. So then the second Yavama should never have fallen the Yibum. And we know that's not the case. So the Chayr from the fact that Rab Shimon was Poiter, both of them, says the Gemara, this is a riot that Rab Shimon doesn't hold Zika Kechnus Adami. And if that's the case, the Kashm Rabbeish again. Where do you see from this halacha, anything related to Eishas Achshloi Ba'ilami, because they're both totally in the same thing. The whole Reb Oishia, Tzchidish, and Reb Shimon's Eishas Achshloi Ba'ilami is geboit on Zika Kechnus Adamya. Over here you see Reb Shimon doesn't know of Zika Kechnus Adamya. So the Gemara says, Reb Amram said, my poiter nami. You want to know what Reb Shimon meant when he said poiter? He meant poiter b'shniya. He meant the second one. He didn't mean both of them. Reb Shimon poiter means the second one. In fact, the Gemara Tanya, I hear, in the Mishnah you could say it. But the problem is I have a Braisa. The Braisa sometimes says things that the Mishnah doesn't say. And over here it's so subtle. But the Braisa says Reb Shimon poiter b'shteyem. Right? The Mishnah just said Reb Shimon poiter. Oh, Reb Shimon poiter. That's open for interpretation. It was written by Lashon Ketzarf. That one word that Rebbe felt didn't necessarily have to be in the Mishnah, that Meiran, hundreds of years later, would be discussing. And Baruch Hashem, we found the Braisa, where the Braisa added that one word that really we needed. Reb Shimon Poiter B'shteyim. Oh, B'shteyim means both of them. Amar Rava, so Rava said a chiddush nifla. Rava said, you know what it means, Shteyim? Shniya shebezug zeh, v'ashniya shebezug zeh. And the way Rashi explains Rava, as a Rava saying is, that Hachav Mayaskinon, where you had three brothers, two of them were married to two sisters, they were also married to an Isha Bita. They were also married to an Isha Bas Bita. They were also married to an Isha Bas Bina. They each had four wives. And all four of these wives, I mean, welcome to Yavamis. And all four of these wives had some sort of relationship to each other. One pair were sisters, Isha Bita, Isha Bas Bita, Isha Bas Bina. And then the two brothers died. So now what happens is eight Yavamis fall Yibuk to Levi. And the problem is it's Yontif. Because two of them are sisters, two of them are Mamana, Tochtana, Babana, Zaydi. Right? This is what's going on over here. So it's a whole matzav over here. So you know what Reb Shimon said? Reb Shimon poiter b'shneyem. What he meant was, is the shniyah shebezug. All the seconds, they're all going to be out. The reason is because Zika kechnus adamya. So what happens is, it's as if Yibum happened with the first set. After that, everyone else, there are a bunch of tzara, there are erevis and tzara's erevis. And like this, it's not going to be nageya. That's why you're not going to have to do anything. So that's what Rabbi said. So there's no raya from here that Reb Shimon poiter b'shneyem means what? Loilam, it's not both of them. Because Reb Shimon holds Zika kechnus adamya. But Reb Shimon, when he said poiter b'shneyem means, he meant the second set. So the Gemara says like this, Katoy Rava bar bazugi. Rava made a toys in his pshat. He said that it's talking about where there were two brothers that were married to four peers of Kraven. It's Natais. For three reasons. Chada, number one, the oy k'tani. It's just not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Shnayim hem nishnuin shtei achayos. Oy, that's the key word, isha bita. Oy, isha bas bita. Oy, isha bas bina. So it says, oy k'tani. Oy k'tani is mashma, that he's not married to all of them. V'oyd, Reb Shimon poite barbatan mi boyle. Why shteyim? The Mishnah had four cases. So the two, it's not the other two, it's the other four. It's the whole second set. The oy tanya. Besides, we have another brayser. Reb Shimon poiter b'shneyem and achlitzim na'yibum. In this other brayser, Reb Shimon actually says pshat. Shenem of isha l'chayz l'isik achlitzor. And we learn from there b'shosh and nasu tzaru yizu lazu lo yehelecha likuchin afidu ba'achas mehen. That if isha l'chayz this is the parsha of Achos Isha, but we know it's also referring to Yevamis. And the Torah is saying that if an Isha and Achos are going to be tzaris together in an afilu liyibum, meaning two sisters are going to fall liyibum, the halach is lehelech halachuch and afilu ba'achas mehem, you're not supposed to do yibum with either one of them. So you say, Meres, what do you see from here? You see that Reb Shimon holds that there's a ptur yibum v'chalitza from both. What's the kasha? If Zika is kechnus adamya, so then this whole drasha doesn't make any sense. It has no havana. Because once one of them dies, it's kechnus adamya. So they're not tsaris in the Zika. Rav Shimon has a drasha that if they're both tsaris in the Zika, but they're not tsaris in the Zika, because once one of them died, then the other one's already not going to be a tsara. Elam Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said like this. I hear. La'ovim Rav Shimon taka hold Zika kechnus adamya. The Gemara is not budging. Right? The Gemara is actually zechayis. No, Rav Shimon old Zika kechnus adamya. Like Rav Oishri said. And cholukai Rav Shimon aparishoyim. I have a price, shtei avamin, whatever. But really, Reb Shimon holds zikah kachnus adamin. I had he gives a chenetzah with this drasha. So the Gemara says, even off of b'zeach hazahachinami. If the way this would have happened was first one brother died, then the other brother died, I would agree with you. Hachamay skina, talking about enough of b'zeach as they died at the same. They died at the same time. Reb Shimon saw the Reb Yosegli dama efshel letzamtzim. Reb Shimon holds the Reb Yosegli those efshel letzamtzim. It's possible for two things to happen simultaneously. The kachava, both of the p'tiras happened literally. Wasn't lama eshkol b'yoyim echad. It was mamish lama. That's what happened, and as a result, that's why Reb Shimon had to say this halacha, even though really he holds Zika Kechnus Adamya. So just to exhale, we just discuss the first sheet in the Sukkah, and that is the sheet of Rav Oishia, who said that even though we had two Mishnahs regarding Yishas Achshalei Ba'ilami, we had the first Mishnah, which is Noila Vachach Yivin. We had the second Mishnah, Yivin Vachach Noila. And in the second Mishnah, Rav Shimon argued. Rav Shimon says, I disagree. There's no Yishas Achshalei Ba'ilami. There's no Tzaris Yishas Achshalei Ba'ilami. But really, Cholokai Rav Shimon after Rishon. Really, Rav Shimon had sich gedinked with the first Mishnah as well. Because he holds even by Noila Vachach Yivin, that Loch is going to be Oichlas Vahim Seb Ebbas. Rav Oishia even had a right, because he said, if not, he's above the Rachel Man Ketani. Why do we even need the first case in the Mishnah? Must be, it's coming to teach me. Pshana Reb Shimon, I farvos. Why would Reb Shimon hold that way? Bishloima Yibam Vakach Noilad. So you could tell me, because by the time Levi was born, the Yibam of Reuven is gone. So what are you worried about? But in the case of Noil Vakach Yibam, that's not the case. So if that's not the case, Bisura Ashkecha Salachur, there should be an Eishes Achshel by Lami. Nesron, that should be the Halacha. So the pshat is Reb Oishia holds that Reb Shimon holds Zika Kechnus Adamya. And because he holds Zika Kechnus Adamya, so it's for that reason that even though it was Noilad V'achakach Yibim, but it says if it was Yibim V'achakach Noilad. Because as soon as Reuven died, Shimon was alive. It was as if he did Yibim. So as if he did Yibim, it's as if it was Yibim. Then Levi was born, then Shimon died. Yibim V'achakach Noilad. Over there, Reb Shimon's giving money. One thing the Gemara said very clearly, that if that's Pshan Reb Shimon, and that's the only Pshan Reb Shimon we have, then it would only be true B'yavam Echad, because we have Rayas, that B'shnei Yavamin Reb Shimon holds, that Zika is not Kechnus Adami. So only if it was Reuven and Shimon, and then Levi was born. But if it was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then Yehuda was born, that would not be the Halacha. In terms of any Kashas and Rayas to Rav Oishia, so the Muschul Rishon of the Gemara was to ask Kashas, certainly not Rayas. And the really one kasha that the Gemara was left with is we had a brisa where Rav Shimon seems to say a cloud. I agree that's Yishlach Shalei Ba'ilamai. Yivim Vachach Noilad not. The Gemara was madchik because maybe it's talking B'shnei Yavam. And B'shnei Yavam, we said Rav Shimon's going to be moida by Noilad Vachach Yivim. The Gemara didn't love it because the Gemara said cloud. Amar Rav Shimon is certainly mashma that it's a cloud. That's the first Pshan of the Gemara. Rapapa Amar. Rapapa said, B'yibim v'achach noilad polig Reb Shimon. The only time Reb Shimon argued was in the second Mishnah. Like we have it. We have it in the second Mishnah because that's the only time the Reb Shimon really argued. So his machlokes was B'yibim v'achach noilad. But if it was noilad v'achach yibim, he would not have argued because he's moid over there. It's B'yisura Ashkecha. Savad over there, Reb Shimon's going to be moida. Okay. Said Rapapa, V'travayu l'rabbanan itzterich. And really, both Mishnayos were said according to the Chacham. I mean, Rav Oishia said that the first Mishnah was said Loidiach Koychad Reb Shimon. Really, it was both for the Rabbanon. Why did we need the first Mishnah? So the Gemara says V'loyzu Afsuk Tani. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we say a lesser chiddush. We build up to a bigger chiddush. Why? Ain't kamekaymai. But there is such a inyan, such a nusach of Loizu Afsu, and that's what this Mishnah is. It's a Loizu Afsuk Tani. Now the fun begins. It's up to Gemara. Tanya Kavase Derapapa Ukyufta. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, and this brisa is going to be a raya to Rav Papa, a tiyufta to Rav Oishia. Right till now, we didn't have a tiyufta to Rav Oishia. We were uncomfortable, but we didn't have a tiyufta to Rav Oishia. Now we're going to bring a raya, it's going to be checkmate. It's going to be a raya to Rav Papa that Rav Shimon is moida benoila vachachivim. It's going to be a tiyufta to Rav Oishia that Rav Shimon is moida benoila vachachivim. Says the Gemara, is the brisa, shnei achim v'ilom achad, with two brothers that were in the world at the same time. Now it's going to be a long brisa, it's going to be a whole bunch of cases. Some of the cases, the Gemara at the end of the daf is going to come back to, and the Gemara is going to explain. So I don't know if we'll get to it today, but some of the cases the Gemara is going to get to later, but So we'll go through whatever the Gemara is going to get to later, quickly, and we'll wait until the Gemara gets. So there were two brothers that lived in the world at the same time. Reuven and Shimon. Umei se'echad mehem. Reuven died. B'loi Vlad. He left over no children. V'amad ha'sheni, lasis maimer. Shimon got up to do maimer, b'yavimtoi. Oba v'loi hispik lasis by maimer. He didn't get a chance to do maimer. Achin noilad loi, ach. Until his mother had a baby boy. Who was the boy? Levi. V'meis. And then Shimon died. So really, a lot of drama. But really what happened was, he had Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. And then Levi was born. That's essentially what happened. Says the Gemara. Harishoina, Reuven's wife, is Yoitza Mishom Eishas Achiv Shlei Hoya Bailamai. She is going to be an Eishas Achiv Bailamai. Vishniya and Shimon, if he had a wife, Oichai Letzis, Emes Yabemes, is going to be regular Yibin, Vichalitza. Right? There's nothing connecting Eishas Reuven and Eishas Shimon. Nothing happened. There was no Maimer, there was no Yibin, there was nothing. And as a result, it's a very posh the case. Eishas Reuven is obviously an Eishas Achiv Bailamai to Levi. Eishes Shimon is zikr not an Eishes Ach Shleih Ba'ilamai to Levi. There's no shaychus between Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon, because Shimon never did anything to Eishes Reuven to create any zika from Eishes Reuven now that Shimon died. So as a result, it's poshit that Eishes Reuven is Eishes Ach Shleih Ba'ilamai, Eishes Shimon is Eichelet Zemisevens. Asma Ba'maimer. What would be if Shimon would have done Maimer? It's again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven died, and then Shimon did Maimer. Va'akach noilad. Ach, and then afterwards Levi was born. So Levi was born after Shimon did Maimer. Or Levi was born, and then afterwards Shimon did Maimer. And then Shimon died. So in this case, Shimon did Maimer to Eishes Reuven. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven died. Levi was for sure born after Reuven died. So Eishes Reuven is for sure an Eishach Shalei Ba'ilami to Levi. In this case, Shimon also did Maimer. When did Shimon do Maimer relative to Levi's birth? The Brisa seems to say it doesn't matter. Also, ba maimer va'achakach noilad loyach. Oy, noilad loyach va'achakach also ba maimer. Right? In the first case, first Shimon did maimer, then Levi was born. In the second case, first Levi was born, and then Shimon did maimer. Either way, when Shimon dies, the halacha is arishoyin eishes Reuven is yoyitzim shom eishach shalei ba'ilami. That's easy. She's an eishach shalei ba'ilami. The shnia, and as it relates to the second wife, chaylets v'lo misya bemes. She's going to need chalitza, or you could do chalitza, you have to do chalitza, you can't do yibum. Why do you have to do chalitza, not do yibum? So it's bashit. The reason is because once Shimon does maimer, so on some level, Eishes Reuven is also Eishes Shimon. And if Eishes Reuven is also Eishes Shimon, so now Shimon's real wife is going to be a quasi tzaras Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami. And as a result, you have to do chalitza. You don't do yibum like the two mishnayos that we had in both cases. Noil v'achach yibum, v'yibum v'achach noilad, or noil v'achach asa maimer, or asa maimer v'achach noilad. That's Pash, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Biyasa oi chalitzasa shal achas mehem, poikeres sarasa. That the biya, the chalitza of one of them, it doesn't matter which one, is going to pat to the tzara, chalat za balas maimer. And if you would do chalitza to the balas maimer, that's Eishes Reuven, like nifter at tzara, nothing is going to happen to Eishes Shimon. We're going to see more about this in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to get back to these cases. Kansa v'meis, this is the part we need. What happens if now Shimon actually did Yibum? So again, the way the Brisa is being set up, there's an Eishes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilamai. Who's the Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilamai? You have Reuven and Shimon, and then Levi is born. Eishes Reuven to Levi is the Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilamai. In the first case, Shimon did nothing. In the second case, Shimon did Maimer. And now in the third part, Shimon did Yibum. Okay, so what would be if Shimon did Yibum to Eishes Reuven, v'meis, and then Shimon died, v'achakach noilo doyach, and then Levi was born. So this is easy, right? So again, what happened? You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, then Shimon did Yibum, and then Shimon died, and then Levi was born. So now Eishes Reuven is an Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami, it's in Tzveitama. Simon said Eishes Reuven, Simon said it's a Shimon. If Shimon had another wife, she's also an Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami. So they're all the sisters-in-law are Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami. This is easy. There's no one to argue, there's nothing to talk about. This 100% Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilami. Okay. Eishes Le'ach V'achach Kansa. What would be if after Reuven died, Levi was born? And after Levi was born, Shimon did Yibum. From Mace, and then he died. So this was Noilad v'achakach Yibim. Shteim Peturis v'nachalitz v'nayibim. The halach is that both can be patur v'nachalitz v'nayibim. What does it mean? Both? Both of Shimon's wives. Reuven's wife, that's now Shimon's wife, because Shimon did Yibim, is a regular Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilamai. And Shimon's other wife is a tzaris Eishes Ach Shalei Ba'ilamai. As a result, they're both going to be out. What would be if Reuven died and then Shimon did Yibum? And after Shimon did Yibum, after Kansa just means Yibim. After Kansa, Levi was born, and then Shimon died, they're both going to be part of the Chalitzim and Yibum. This is Yibim Vachakach Noilad, and by Yibim Vachakach Noilad, Zokra Meir, what's the halacha? The halacha is, it's going to be Eishasach Shlehei Bailami, and the Tzar is going to be Tzar Eishasach Shlehei Bailami. Who's this Rameir? It's easy. Who's this Rameir? This Rameir is the Snam Mishnah, and that Yudchas Amavis. This is the Bava of the Sefer. It's the second Mishnah of Eishach Shalai Bailami, where it was even Vachach Noilad. Snam Mishnah is always Rameir, so it's Matim that this would be Rameir. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon argues, he says, Ha'ilba, Umitzah Beheter. Being that at the time the Levi was born, Shimon had already done Yibum. V'loi Amdal of Shasachas Be'isner, and it was never his man Isner. Me'yabal Eizman Shiyitzah, Chazman Shiyitzah. So at this point, you could do Yibum to anyone that you want, and you could do Chalitza to anyone that you want. So the Mishnah, the Braisa, the third part of the Braisa, again, the first part of the Braisa is when nothing happened, the second part was Maimer, and the third part was Yibum. So really it mentioned three different cases of Yibum. Right, let's just get this clear. Three different cases of Yibum. The first case is where Shimon did Yibum, Shimon died and then Levi was born. The second case is where Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibum. And the third case is where Shimon did Yibum, Levi was born and then Shimon died. Right? So in all three cases, Shimon died. The question is where was Shimon's death relative to Levi's birth? And where was Shimon's Yibum relative to Levi's birth? Now, the way the Braisa set it up was the Braisa first mentioned two cases. No names, no arguments. And then there was another case where there's already names and there's already machloikas. The case where Shimon does Yibum, then Shimon dies, and then Levi's born. There's no mention of a machlokes. Everybody agrees. She's an Eishasach Shalai Bailamai, Ksim Tzveitamo. There's no Yibum Chalitza. In the case where Levi's born, and then afterwards Shimon does Yibum, again, Shtei and Peturis Menach Chalitza Menach Yibum, there's no names, there's no machlokes. It seems like everybody agrees there's going to be no Yibum Chalitza. In the case where Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi was born, oh, Mitamol Sidu Machlokes. Rameir says, Shtei and Peturis Menach Chalitza Menach Yibum. Reb Shimon says, "No, this is where you have Shitas Reb Shimon." So the Gemara says, "Ha Baba the Sefer the Man Ketani Lo." Why do we have the Baba the Sefer? Why do we need that last case, the last Keta of this Brisa? Why do we have it? Let's see. Elam the Rameir Ketani Lo. If it's to teach me Rameir, you want to know the Rameir holds that even by Yibein va'achakach noilad, the halacha is that it's an Eishas Ach Shloihoy by Lami. That's a very important Chiddush. But the Gemara says, "Mechti Lashoni Leil the Rameir Ben Yibein va'achakach noilad Ben Noilad va'achakach Yibein." It comes out then Rameir holds that Yibim Vachach Noilad is all the same. This is our Vinavlin Snunu. So why don't we just lump it all together? Why did we have two cases and then a third case? It should be three cases. Just put it all together. Elalav, it's Pashit. The reason we singled out that last case is because there's something very important about that last case. You know what's important? Reb Shimon. Oh, Yibim Vachach Noilad Polik. And if that's the case, Yishir Reb Shimon's only arguing in that case. Polik Shema Minozok. The Gemara checkmate Gemarnu. This is the end. It has to be that way. There's no other way to learn. Because in our Mishnah, yeah, there's ambiguity. It's another example where the Brais is just a little bit more clear than the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, you have the first Mishnah, you have the second Mishnah, and at the end of the second Mishnah, you have Reb Shimon. So is Reb Shimon going back on the first and the second part of the Mishnah? Or is Reb Shimon only arguing on the second part of the Mishnah? I don't know. In the Braisa, it's klarerade. Because in the Braisa, we're talking about everything together, and we clearly are distinguishing between Noilav Achach Yibim and Yibim Achach Noilad. Noilav Achach Yibim is together with Kintza V'achakach Meis V'achakach Noilad, and then Yibim V'achakach Noilad, all of a sudden we're handling Rameh and Reb Shimon. So from the Braisa, it's just very poshut that the Machloik is Rameh and Reb Shimon was by Yibim V'achakach Noilad, it wasn't by Noilad V'achakach Yibim. So now the Gemara from here, really, until into Daf Chav, so the Gemara is just going to do a little bit of an analysis. Let's just go through this Braisa a little bit more carefully. Again, every single word in this Braisa is gold, because every single word in the Braisa matters. Again, this is a Braisa that talks about Eishasach Shalei Bailami. So if we thought the two Mishnayis that we had about Eishasach Shalei Bailami was a shtickle confusing, so this Braisa is mamish all in. Literally, we're putting everything on the table here. We're going to go through every single scenario, every permutation of exactly how this could play itself out. That's essentially what the Braisa is. It says the Braisa that the first case was the case where Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died and he left over no children. And then Shimon was about to do Maimer, and he didn't do Maimer, and then Levi was born, and then he died. The Mishnah, it's very sad, Baruch Dayan Emes, Aval Amaisa, Eishes Reuven is an Eishes Achshalei by Lama. I Shimon almost did Maimer. He almost did Maimer. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Omer Ashmini lasses Maimer be Avimtoi. For a hispic lasses Maimer be Avimtoi. Ad Shimnoi Layach Vomes. Rishon Yoitzim Shom Eishes Achshalei by Lama. Yushniya and Eishes Shimon is Chaylatzes, I miss Yabemes. Faith the Gemara, my Omad. Umay loy hispik. I avad avad. Vi loy avad loy avad. This is a very straightforward question. Was him at the ganze drama? So the Gemara says that, lo amad mi daita. No. Obviously, the Bryce teaches me halacha. The Bryce doesn't just talk this way. So there's some sort of chiddush going on over there. There must be some sort of halacha. What's the halacha? What happened was, amad mi daita. Shimon got up and he was going to do maimer mi daita. For like hispik mi daita el bal karcha. And then she said, I don't want the maimer, but he did it anyways. He forced her into doing it. What's the Bryce saying? The Bryce is saying, doesn't nishkai maimer. That if you do maimer bal karcha, it's not a maimer like your Rebbe. It's not like Rebbe. The Tanya learned it right. So it's a maimer b'yom tov shloim midaito. If someone does maimer shloim midas, Rebbe yom yom Rebbe says it's a good maimer. V'chomer loyka no chomer say it's not a good maimer. My time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold that maimer works even shloim midaito? Gomer mi b'yadivama. He learns it from Yibum. Ma b'yadivama bal karcha. We're going to learn that Yibum could be done even bal karcha. She doesn't have to be masking to the Yibum. She could be forced into it. It's considered a Yibum. Af kedushin diyavama bal karcha. So so to maimer, which is a yivama stiga halacha, can happen bal karcha. Rabbanu learn from kiddushin d'alma, not kiddushin d'alma midaita. Just like kiddushin d'alma always has to be midaita, after kiddushin d'yavama midaita. So to this has to be midaita. Whereas the Michael Mifflin, what is really the machloek? It's very simple. Mar saba milu d'yavama milu d'yavama havalei lemeil. If Rebbe holds that if maimer is a yavama stig alacha, so we're going to learn it from yibum. We're going to learn maimer d'yavama from bia d'yavama. Mar saba milu d'kiddushin havalei lemeil. That at the end of the day, maimer is a kiddushin d'ga halacha, and as a result, we're going to learn it from kiddushin. But the bottom line is that's what the Bryce is coming to tell me. Omad lasis maimer. He wanted to do maimer. V'lo hispik lasis maimer. He didn't get a chance to do maimer. What does that mean? Avadi, he did Maimer. If it means he had a half a minute to do it, and then he said, nah, he's not doing it, so why's the price of telling me that? It means he wanted to do it midaita, like a mensch, and she didn't want it, so he said, you know what, I'm doing it balkarcha. Kamash malon, thus is garnished. With the price to decide to tell me the salach in the world of Eishlach Shloi Bailamai. Why? But it impacts Eishlach Shloi Bailamai, so you can say it there. But the bottom line is, that's what it's talking about, and that's a chiddush, that Maimer doesn't work, balkarcha, and that's the loike Rabbi. The price continued. And the Bryce said, also about Maimer. What would be if Shimon did do something? He got up to do Maimer. The hispic lost his Maimer. She was masking. And he did Maimer. And then a brother was born. Oi, Shinoila Dayach. Levi was born. And then the Maimer was done. Vamais. And then Shimon died. So the Chamashit is Pashit. It's the two Mishnayos, right? These are the two cases that we had in the two Mishnayos. The Mishnah that said, Noila Vachach Yibim also discussed Noilad Vachach Asa Maimer. And the Mishnah that said, Yibim Vachach Noilad also discussed Asa Ba Maimer Vachach Noilad. So both of these halachas were discussed in the Mishnah. And that's exactly what the Braisa says. Harishayna Yaitzim Shom Eishach Shalei Bailamai. Vishniya Chaylas Vlem Sevemis. That's the halach, right? Eishach Shalei Bailamai is the Eishach Shalei Bailamai. Maimer Ahim, Maimer Aher. She's the Eishach Shalei Bailamai. The second one, because of the Maimer, has a tzad soros Eishach Shalei Bailamai. But because Maimer is not the real thing, so therefore it's a tzad that she's not an Eishach Shalei Bailamai. So therefore the halach is it can end up being Chaylatzes. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon said, "Biyasa oy chalit sasa shel achas mehem peiteres sarasa." That the chalit, the bia, the chalit of either one—it doesn't matter which one—is going to automatically pat to the tzara. Meaning, Levi can do yibum or chalitza to either one of these women. And to any one of these women that he does, that's going to be fine. And as long as he does that, that's going to pater. That's going to pater the other one. So the Gemara says like this: Rav Shimon Ahaykoi. Which one of these two cases was Rav Shimon referring to? Meaning, the Braisa's Keta that deals with Maimer is discussing two different cases. It's talking about Asa ba Maimer va'achakach Noilad, and it was talking about Noilad loyach. Rav Shimon says, the question is, which one of these two cases are we referring to? And just to make one other thing clear, Rashi speaks this out, that when Rav Shimon says, what it means is Eishes Shimon. That the bia, the chalitza, to Eishes Shimon is automatically going to pater Eishes Reuven. Eishes Reuven in our Gemara is going to be referred to as the Balas HaMaimer. She's the one that the Maimon was done to, obviously. She was Eishes Reuven. So, Bir, Chalitz, and Eishes Shimon is automatically going to pass. But the Gemara wants to know which one of these two cases. So, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Ahaykai, Ile man noilad loy ach vachach asa b'maimer. Is he talking about the case where first Levi was born and then he did Maimer? Amr p'nei l'tzayf, yibin loy polig Reb Shimon. Didn't we just prove from this braisa that the halach is like Reb Papa, that Reb Shimon is moided to the chachamim by noilad vachachach yibin, that she's an Eishes actually hoi by lamai? So, if she's an Eishes actually hoi by lamai, then what do you mean Maimer? Maimer doesn't work for an Eishes actually hoi by lamai. So obviously, that's poshut, that's not what we're referring to. Elamai, also ba maimer, vachach noilayach, must be. It's talking about the case where first he did maimer, and then afterwards he was born. And just like Reb Shimon holds, yibein vachach noilad, then there's no way tzach shalai by lamai. If it was also ba maimer, vachach noilad, so on some level, it's not going to be a tzach shalai by lamai. Now it's only maimer, and therefore the halach is going to be a little bit different. If it was Yibin v'achach noilad, so then it's you do Yibin v'chalitza on one of them. That would be the halacha. Oichad let's say misav emes to one of them the way you always treat it. Over here it's going to be different. So what's the halacha over here because it was only Maimer? It's biyasai chalitza shal achas meyem. And it's not just achas meyem. It's biyasai chalitza shal eishes shimin by teres sarasa eishes ruben. So what's the reason for this? The reason is as follows. Because what's Reb Shimon Shita in Maimer? The whole daf's going to come together. Rav Shimon Shita Maimer is that Maimer is not a quasi-ishus. Rav Shimon Shita is that Maimer is a suffic ishus. That you dan it sad that it's an ishus gomer midai raisa, and you dan it sad that it's nothing. On the tzad that Maimer is an ishus gomer, so it comes out that Eishes Shruvein is no longer an ishus ashlehei by lamer. Because Maimer is like Yibun. Rav Shimon Shita is even vachach noila, she's not an Eishes Achshalei Boi Lama. It's also about Maimer vachach noila, it's also not an Eishes Achshalei Boi Lama. So what do? So you go ahead and you could do Yibum. She's not an Eishes Achshalei Boi Lama. So you want to do Yibum with this Yivama? Beseida. You want to do Yibum with that Yivama? That's also going to be Beseida. On the tzad that, which means that you can go ahead and be Miyabin, let's make this a little bit more clear, that means that the Eishes Shimon is not a tsaris eishes achshalei hayo by lamai. Because if it's yibein v'achekach noilad, so it comes out that she's not an tsaris eishes achshalei hayo by lamai. Why is she not a tsaris eishes achshalei hayo by lamai? Because it was maimer like yibum, and yibein v'achekach noilad is not eishes achshalei hayo by lamai. So if that's the case, maimer v'achekach noilad is also not eishes achshalei hayo by lamai. So therefore, you could be miyabim the tsara. If maimer is nothing, so it comes out, it was really noilad v'achakach, nothing ever happened. So Eishes Ruvain is going to be an Eishes Achshalei Hayo Bay Lamai. Oh, but Eishes Shimon is a regular Yavama, because there's no shaykhis between Eishes Ruvain and Eishes Shimon. So Maman of Shach Rav Shimon holds that you can be Miyavin Eishes Shimon. So Biyotha Chalitzasa Shalach, not either one. Biyotha Chalitzasa Shal Eishes Shimon is going to be Paiteres Sarasa. Why? Because if the Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer, that's one side of Reb Shimon's Maimer. So it comes out Eishes Shimon is a... It comes out that Eishes Reuven is not an Eishes Achshalei Hayo Bay Lamai. So that means Eishes Shimon is not a Tzaris Eishes Achshalei Hayo Bay Lamai. So why can't you do Yibum? And if Maimer is garnished, then Eishes Reuven, it's true, is an Eishes Achshalei Hayo Bay Lamai, but then Eishes Shimon has no Shaykhis Eishes Reuven. So Maman of Shach, you can be Miyabim or do Chalitz, whatever you want, and that's going to be Paiteres Sarasa. Now, why can't you do Yibum to Eishes Reuven? Because on the tzad, the Maimer is not Koina, so it comes out she's an Eishes Achshalei Hayo Bay Lamai, so that's not going to be an Eitz. So Chalitz Balas HaMaimer. What if you did Chalitz to the Balas HaMaimer? Like Nifter Atzara, Reb Shimon said, that was continuing along. The Braisa. So over there, the Tzara is not going to become Pater. Now notice, the Braisa doesn't talk about doing Yibum with the Balas HaMaimer, because you're not allowed to do Yibum with the Balas HaMaimer. Because like we just said, on the Tzad, the Maimer is not Koina, so it comes out that the Balas HaMaimer is an Eishes Achshalei Hayo Bay Lamai. But you could do Chalitza, so what happens if you did Chalitza? Lo Yinifter Tzara. It's not going to Pater the Tzara. My time, Mishum Dehave, Tzara Vadai, because the Tzara, Eishes Shimon, is Vadai Skukali Yibum, right? Ubalas Maimer Sofik. Eishes Reuven is only a Sofik if she's Skukali Yibum. On the tzad, the Maimer is not Koino. She's an Eishes Achshalei Hayo Bay Lamai. So it comes out she's not Zakali Yibum. On the tzad, the Maimer is Koino. That she is Zakali Yibum, but it's a Sofik. Vain Sofik, Maimer Videi Vadai. So you can't, a Chalitza on a Sofik Yibum can't Pata Videi Vadai. And as a result, that in of itself is not going to be okay. Zok de Gemara. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Zid Kamei de Rav Huna. Rav Menashe Bar Zid was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yosef Kamar, and he said over the following, my time of the Reb Shimon. What's Pshana Reb Shimon that holds that if it was Yibeim, the Ach Akach Noilad, that loch is, it's not Eshes Ach, Shaloi Hoyaboylam Mois. Again, we had a machloikis in whether Rav Shimon argued, Dafka by Yibeim Vachach Noilad, or Noilad Vachach Yibeim. It's machloikis Rav Yoshio and Rav Papa. The Gemara came out, Tufta, the Rav Yoshio Tufta, which means Rav Papa's right, that Rav Shimon, who argued with the Chacham in the Mishnah, and Eshach Shaloi Boylam, was only arguing by Yibeim Vachach Noilad, but he never argued by Noilad Vachach Yibeim. So the Gemara says that Meirom was sitting together, and they wanted to know my time with the Rav Shimon. It's a fake Gemara, my time with the Rav Shimon. Could you come our time? Rav Shimon explained. He said, because he holds that when Levi was born, she's not Eshtach Shalei Ba'alami anymore, because Shimon had already done Yibum. So Mara says, no, my time with the Rabbanon. The Kash is not my time with the Rav Shimon. The Kash is my time with the Rabbanon. We want to understand, why did the Rabbanon argue in the halacha of Eshtach Shalei Ba'alami? So the Gemara says, my cross, because the Pasuk says, Ulekacha loy le'isha v'yibma. It says, after the Lekuchin, after the Yibum's done, v'yibma. Adayin Yibum Arishayinu Allah. We look at it as if the Yibum Arishayinu is still there. Meaning, the case of Eshtach Shalei Ba'alami, and specifically, where Rav Shimon Chamam argued, where it was Yibim, so the case is where Reuven died, Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi was born. So what's Reb Shimon's taina? Oh, when Levi was born, the Yibum is gone. It's not true. Ulukachalei leisha, and afterwards the Yibum. The Yibum and Rishayim is still there. And in the Yibum and Rishayim, she's an Eshazach Shaloi Hayabayilam. As a result, she maintains her status as Eshazach Shaloi Bayilam, and that's why she's going to be us. And Mar says, Elo Hadatana, let me ask you a question. The Mishnah says, Kansa, once she does Yibum, Arei Ke'ishtoi L'chol Dafar. Meaning, I'm sorry, once he does Yibum, right? Once any Yavam does Yibum, regular case of Yavamis. Once the Yavam does Yibum, Arei Kishtoi L'chol Dafar. I'm Reis B'chanin, Reis B'chanin said, what's the pshat in this? We know already. Melameik, Shemegash, B'get Machziro. That means if a Yavam at some point divorces his Yavama, the halacha is, he's allowed to remarry her. What's the chiddush? You don't say that the Israel Shasach comes back. He could do that. Hasam Nami Lema. Why don't we say, V'yibma, Adayin Yavumin Arishonim Aleh, V'tibayi Chalitza? Different question. The question is that maybe when he divorces her, he should have to give a chalitza too. It shouldn't be enough to give a get. Maybe he should have to give a chalitza. What do you mean? They're married now. A man that's married and wants to divorce his wife just gives a get, doesn't do chalitza. But Adayin Yivum Marishonim Aleh. Just like Adayin Yivum Marishonim Aleh regarding Ishtach Shalei Ba'alamoy. So why don't we say Adayin Yivum Marishonim Aleh regarding this as well? So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam over there, it's different. The Amar Krokus, the Pasuk says, Ulukacha Loi Le'isha. And we learn from there, Kivan Shalacha Naskish L'chol Davar. Once you get married, you're Ke'ishta L'chol Davar. So if you're telling me that once you get married, you're so regarding Yishlach Shalei Ba'alami, why by Yibeim V'achakach Noilad? Why don't you say the same thing? So the Gemara says, "Akas Rafman V'Yibma," because it says V'Yibma. V'Yibma is Mashma Adayin Yevumen Arishayin Olel. Ulekachalei the Isha is Mashma. No, that the Isha is over. The Gemara says, "Ma Rois." So how do you know when to decide? Meaning, with Darshing Ulekachalei the Isha, that once a Yavam does Yibum, if he wants to divorce his wife, all he has to do is give a get. Aye, what happened to the Yevumen Arishayinim? Now you're a regular husband and wife. When it comes to Allah, Eshtach Shalei Ba'alami, if it was Yibum V'achach Noilad, so we reckon with the Eshtach Shalei Ba'alami V'eshes Ruvim. What do you mean? They got married already. Oh, the Teretz is because Adayin Yevum and Rishayin Allah. So the Gemara says, how do you know when to pick and choose? And for the Gemara, Mistabra, it's Mistabra, Shadi Hetera Hetera, Ushadi Isura Isura. That it's Mistabra, that if there's a Heter of Yibum, and there's an Isser of Yibum, apply the Heter to a case of Heter, and apply the Isser to a case of Isser. A regular Yivam is this Heter. All there is Heter. Heter Ishazach, there's a Heter. In the classic case of Yibum of Heter, we're going to apply the additional Heter of Ulekachalei Le'isha, that Nasas Ishtoi L'chol Davar, and we don't look at the old Yivam is to cause problems to tell me you need to do Chalitza. So this is a Yibum Da Teira. And a Yibum Da Teira, we're going to darshan the Josh of Heter. That's what Lekachalei Le'isha. In the case of Eshazach Shalei Ba'alami in the Nefila Rishayna, that's already a case of Isser. In the Nefila Rishayna was Isser. So then we're going to darshan Adayin Yivum Rishayna Malel, and the Isser is going to carry over into part two. Says the Gemara, Reb Shim and the Omar. One last kasha. According to Reb Shimon, that says that the Yibim Vachach Noilad, what's the halacha? That there's no Eshtach Shalei Ba'alami. Why? Because he doesn't hold about Dayan Yivumen or Yishayim Aleh. He holds that when Levi was born, Shimon had done Yibim already. And because Shimon had done Yibim already, so it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. Elamayat, if that's the case, Achoyse Me'imoy. Interesting kasha. What would be if someone has a sister? Achoyse Me'imoy. And the reason it's Achoyse Me'imoy is because of the next words. Shanasa Achameyachim. Who married his brother. from his father. Meaning, if it was a choyse me'aviv, then she couldn't have married his brother. So it's a choyse me'imoy who married his brother. In other words, a person's brother married his sister. And then a brother was born. Meaning, there was a brother, let's call him Levi, whose sister had married his brother. But that marriage took place before this child was born. V'meis, and then the brother died. Right? We confuse this by saying Levi. Let's call him Shimon better. So Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Shimon was born after Reuven, his brother, had gotten married. Reuven was married to his sister. In a case where it's possible. Okay, and then Reuven dies. So what's the halacha? There's no yibum. Why is there no yibum? It's a chaysai. That's the first mission. How could it be yibum? The Gemara's kashas tisyabim. It should stay yibum. Because at the time that Shimon was born, it was already beheter. Because Reuven was already married to a sister. So because Reuven was already married to a sister, so why don't you say, Ha'ulubba, beheter? So we should say, in that case, Achoyse should be miyam. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Isra Achoyse lehechan ozal. Where did Isra Achoyse go? Just because the chasana happened before he was born, she's still Achoyse. The erva is an erva. But it says, Achinami, Isser, Achim shloheh ba'ilam lehechan ozal. Where did this Isser go? Yeah, it's a good time, but there was a punchline here. Where did this Isser go? Mara says, no, it's very different. How you the less leiteira? How you sur this leiteira? You can't compare Eshesach to Achoyse. Eshesach is an Isser this leiteira. And because it's an Isser this leiteira, so when it comes to this Eshesach, over here, you can already tell me Svaris of Uzba Beteira Matzah. But Isser Achoyse, which Eichis, it's not subject to the heter of Yibum. And as a result, over there, you cannot apply this.